the trade.
And you're back in the room. G'day, Liam.
G'day.
Liam of Strangely Arousing.
Hello. It's lovely to be here.
Welcome to 95 BFM.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing in your high-tech little toy there.
No worries. It was pretty heavy, but I got it up this way.
It's interesting. We were talking off here the sort of the reason of having this in Strangely Arousing and the purpose of it. And it's kind of working. I mean, it is a sampler. It's a Korg Electribe sampler. And you're kind of literally using it to sort of fill the gaps, all the instruments that you might have recorded with and thought, hey, we can't bring all this tweaked out stuff with us.
Yeah, more or less.
It's kind of like the utility. Item.
For sure, it's quite a handy little device.
No doubt.
You need to kind of, it's kind of like having Logic like in a little portable.
Yeah, but you don't need a computer either, because you're saying it's kind of like it's sort of like a rival to the MPC.
But it's almost like the little brother of the MPC maybe. I'm pretty keen on getting an MPC eventually, just because like it's a real good toy, but once you take it on like a festival stage or something, because of like it's, you know, not high-end quality,
right? Because they're still kind of, you can pick them up for about $300 or $400, eh? Like,
yes,
they're actually quite achievable. What have you got loaded up there in the at the moment? Like, you have it like on a song by song basis, or
Pretty much. So there's like 250 odd presets, and each preset's kind of like a track, I guess.
Right.
And then you've got these 16 pads here, which each you could consider like a channel.
Right.
And then on each of those, you can load in the preset sounds, like synths, organs, drums, bass,
right,
kicks, everything like that. And then you can turn that into like a keyboard, or you could create a beat, and then it's got a sequencer, so you could leave that playing and then add layers.
And it's got the classic Korg sort of chaos pad thing, which is like a touch pad.
Yeah, a little XY.
You can sort of put a, like an assign an effect on it and then move your finger around.
Yeah, do some dubs and stuff like that.
Rad.
It's pretty cool.
Rad. Do you want to? Let's. I reckon we fire it up. Let's have a list.
All right.
I'll just skip the level. We'll see what happens.
Do you want like sounds or like a continuous track sort of thing?
Well, just whatever you feel, mate. Do you need it? Do you need this beat, or do you want to get rid of it?
We can get rid of it.
Okay,
rid of it.
Just park this away. Don't.
All right. Let me go down.
John,
to...
just keep it down, please.
Settle down.
All right, Liam.
Okay.
Over to you.
What do we got?
Ooh.
So yeah, and then it's got like effects for each channel as well. You can chuck delay and reverb and pan it or gain it or put a filter on it or something.
So are these sounds that we're listening to now that you've put in there, or are they internal?
They're internal. They're
sweet.
Pre-existing.
Sounds slick.
Yeah, you can record into it, but for some reason, once you do all the work, turn it off, it completely wipes it.
Oh, no
so
way.
So that's kind of been one of the main...
Oh, it might be like a memory card situation.
Maybe. I've done some Googling and everyone's sort of on the same...
it'd be this little SD card on the side. You know what it can be? That SD card on side, because I've had stuff that's similar. You might have to buy like the one with more gig kind of thing. They're quite expensive.
Yeah,
you have to go to like a camera shop or something weird like that.
Mm.
So will you kind of like start a song like this? Is this kind of how the band and the band will throw down around it?
It depends every time, really. We haven't really started from scratch, like a writing process yet. I'm still getting to know like the ins and outs of it, I suppose.
Mm.
But we started bringing it into jams and stuff.
Cool.
Which brings another element of like our drummer, or like all of us having to sync in with like a machine.
You'll have to hear that. Totally.
It's cool. It's another new...
Does it take batteries, the Electribe?
Yep, six batteries, and then you're away on a plane.
You can take it for a cruise.
Essentially.
That's cool.
So every single one of these sounds we're hearing right now is a preset sound?
I think a handful of them I kind of made and tweaked myself, yeah. It was like a pre-existing pattern that I kind of internalized and then recreated, I guess.
Right.
Because it's got all these crazy preset patterns and then like heaps of blank ones.
No doubt. This is actually part of a lineage, this Electribe, because they go back to like some really funky looking boxes, like the early stuff, and
it's
like buttons are overwhelming
one.
And but people
like
do love them.
Space machine.
They're called groove boxes, eh?
Like, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me. That was me chucking
that
sample.
Freaked me out for a little bit. I was like, what is that? Nice.
So, then, Liam, what's your role in Strangely Arousing?
So I play trombone. I do backing. Oh, wow. I do backing vocal and lead vocal on a couple songs. I do this thing, the toy thing, and then I do some live dubs as well.
So they're like, oi, we need a bit of wind.
Where are we? Let's go scroll all the way down to the noise.
Oh, it does like a pink noise, white noise kind
of?
Yes,
that sort of buzz.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bit of wind. Or a wave crashing on the shore.
Digital wave.
Now, Liam, you guys have been on the road throughout Asia.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Oh, that was crazy. That was all came from, I guess, our lead singer's dad is an immigration officer. And so between him knowing some people, us putting the work in and making communication, we kind of threw together four dates in China and one in South Korea.
What a trip.
Yeah, it was crazy. So crazy. Every city we went to had more people than this entire country.
Yeah, that's buzzy.
What sort of audience are you playing to over there?
It varied. So the first gig we did was a rock festival in Seoul in South Korea. And we were like the first of the day, so it was like pretty small but still lovely, huge crowd. And man, then like the festivals over there are government funded, so they have so many facilities
culture's paid for kind of thing.
Pretty much. Like they have so many facilities to make you more comfortable. They had two giant stages, but they never had acts going like at the same time.
Oh.
So like the crowd would just sway between places. Sweet. I guess. It was awesome. And then we played like a hotel pool party. That was just kind of staff, but that was still pretty crazy. Right. Played a couple bar gigs, which weren't like huge crowds, but still really like, you know, they enjoyed it.
Hey guys, I found a strong Electribe tune on the internet here. I thought maybe we'd play it.
Somebody
the box doing a whole song
sure,
off the Electribe.
Sure, gets properly flex on these things.
Well, it's just good because there's when you just go to like, oh yeah, this one's everyone seems to love it. Let's listen to it.
See what he's got.
That is the sound of the Elect Tribe. Actually, to be fair, as we were saying, that is the non-sample version of the Elect Tribe. That is all in the box. And I was just saying to Liam, it's cool to have an equipment that you don't have to kind of rely on a sort of high-tech computer. Mm-hmm. It is the computer, in a sense.
It's pretty much everything you need to get the idea into audible.
How would we describe this, gents? Like, sort of the size of a decent book.
It's kind of, it's basically the size of a keyboard
on a laptop.
If you like cut a laptop in half and you just left with the keyboard, that's about the size of it.
Be cutting laptops. Yeah,
I mean,
in half.
I cut laptops in half all the time. Crazy idea. Usually with an angle grinder for some reason.
We just had a text in. There goes that mouse. No big deal. Somebody saying that they're looking forward to Stranger Arousing on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Also, they were trying to hunt for an Anderson Park ticket.
Oh,
just fair enough. Obviously,
yeah,
got great
taste there.
So am I. I'm tossing up between Fat Freddy's and Anderson Park. You can't get them all, but it's hard to
Are you talking about the Freddy's with the UMO?
We have a gig that day, so I can't go, but I'll probably go to the Tauranga gig.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah.
We do have a double pass to Strangely Arousing, who are playing the tune. Tuning Fork this weekend. If you haven't been down to the Tuning Fork, it is an absolutely fantastic venue. Mm-hmm. It sounds great. The phone's ringing.
Oh,
are we taking phone calls in this segment? Hello, BFM.
Pretty much.
G'day, it's Ben.
Hey, what's going on, mate?
G'day.
I'm digging the compost, and I love that music. I want to go on Friday.
Oh, yes. You do.
What am I?
You're going to hear the Elect Tribe in person.
Yes, he does.
Hey, man.
How are you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Do you want to talk about it? Or?
No, I'm trying to avoid the feedback from the radio.
Turn the radio down.
Hey, it's nothing but good feedback here, mate.
Yeah.
Hey, did you just say you're composting at the moment?
Good man.
Chin up, hey. That's a good call. Thank you very much. Hey, look, it sounds like you're really keen to just wait around for a little bit and we'll just get you... Oh, yeah, good. Did you hang up with me? Oh, man, that compost has gone straight to your head, my bro.
You ratbags, you cut me off.
No, I didn't. No, you cut yourself off. We were sitting here, we're just standing around and then you just left.
We're waiting.
My big ear.
That's right.
Hey, mate, do you mind just hanging in there for a second and we'll just finish up this situation?
That'll be brilliant. Okay.
You can call back.
Much stronger connection now.
No, I'm not calling back. I'm hanging in.
Ooh, he doesn't trust you, John. It's trustful.
We'll hold the line, please.
Somebody's asking, where can you get this Elect Tribe and how much does it cost?
I think you can get it from Music Planet. They were 700 or 800-ish when we got this.
Mm.
They might be a little bit less now. But
I have seen a few on the secondhand market going for around 400, so you can get them. They are definitely around.
Yeah, and this thing's been going hard for a while now. It hasn't like malfunctioned
Definitely get the S though, the sampler. Like, you've got the sampler, Liam. It's like, why would you not? You know, that's kind of like, it comes with sounds on it.
Yep.
There is a type where it's just all in the box sounds, but it's like, might as well get the sampler. Then you can put like a buzzy little fart sound in there and put an echo on it, eh, John?
Exactly.
You mean whoopee cushion or? Hey, now Big Hungry, we should definitely punch out on the brand new Strangely Arousing single. You guys got a new single.
Yep.
Which you guys are on tour of.
Yeah, we did. We'll do two shows. We just did one in Wellington, which was epic, at San Fran, with Dr. Ricknor and MC Straw Hat. That was epic as.
Sweet.
Yeah, we feel like we finally established like a family sort of tribe down there.
Oh, that's great.
You know, feels great to go
also Mint Pun with the Elect Tribe in the house.
Yeah.
Now, what's the vibe for the Auckland show down there?
Oh my gosh.
What do you mean? What do I mean?
We're so excited. It's going to be the first time we have a proper light show that's like been, you know, pre-planned and meditated and
it's
stuff.
It's a strong setup down there.
Shout out to Arnel.
Such a good venue.
We got our superhero sound guy, Liam, with us, who's an integral part of the family now.
Right on. I know Liam. He is a whiz. He is a whiz.
Yeah, we've sold over 100 tickets already, I'm pretty sure. So, I mean, it's all gravy from here for me.
Where can people get tickets if they want to get a ticket?
Ticketmaster.
Putting him on the spot, John.
I think we're tuning for it. We're on the tickets, and I'm pretty sure it's through Ticketmaster.
Okay.
They're about $25.
But there's a bit of room down there, so you can probably show up on the night and just sneak in the back there.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, all gravy from here.
Hey, Liam, what can you tell us about La Di Da?
It's very interesting for us in a sense that it's got a lot more electronic elements, I guess you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of interesting writing process for us, per se, because we weren't kind of all there for the whole thing, which isn't bad at all. It just means that, what does that mean? Oh my God, I've put my foot in my mouth.
It means you've got to have your email
game. We're really excited about the electronic elements because, you know, we never want to box ourselves in with timbre or any genres at all, so we're always looking for new places to go, and you know.
That's why
out of our comfort zones to find our new one.
You've had to kind of adapt from the horn to to the sampler.
Well, yeah, I mean, like between a whole live set, there's not a huge like.
Are you putting
just
horns on that now? Are you putting?
I could. It feels like a crime.
But you take one with you, right on.
Yeah, I'll play it with my foot or something while I actually play the horn. But no, I just always want to be doing stuff on stage. So like whenever I'm not playing an instrument, I'm either dancing or looking for an instrument to play. So the more arms I can grow and the more things I can do, the more stoked I'll be.
Good stuff. Hey, thanks for coming in, man.
No worries, my pleasure.
Keep up the good
work. Strangely Arousing at the Tuning Fork this weekend. Is it Friday or Saturday night?
Friday night. See you there.
Perfect.
I think I feel the urgency. What have I done at almost 23? Too busy chasing rainbows from a gold cloud. I left home to go all out, but fuck it, I'm free. Time it moves so endlessly. Live it up or live it sensibly. Excuse me chasing rainbows from a gold cloud. I left home to go all out, but this is where I'm supposed to be. At the top it's milk and honey, smooth as ivory. When I get there I will leave it, pour it over me. Honestly, it could take a century. I'ma push for what I want until the reaper comes for me. Motivated by the people I got next to me. Better feeling, tripping, candy, flipping ecstasy. Honestly, it's gonna be the death of me. I'ma push for what I want until the reaper comes for me.
Was Tools of the Trade.